Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
Kinky and the Geek was recorded before a live studio audience.
Yay! Show us your tits! Put those away! Yay!
And that was me not being able to whistle. I did what I do to the dogs, which they understand.
All right,
they're supposed to interpret as a whistle.
Yeah, mommy's whistling. Yeah, sort of. Okay.
They know what it means. They know what it means. Welcome to Kinky and the Geek. This is Flesh Vine Kinky.
You keep wanting to call yourself Kinky.
I know. Well, it works.
Okay.
Well, not lately.
No.
You know.
Okay. This is Mighty Bill, the Geek.
Woo!
Yay! Show us your tits.
And we have a live studio audience.
Yay! Yeah!
Which is nice. Nice.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, man. Actually, we should put him in charge of the fail button. What do you think?
I'm all the way over here.
Okay. No fail button?
You put it in.
Okay. All right, fair enough. So, yeah, welcome to Kinky and the Geek. We don't really have that much to talk about. What we did...
Oh, that's different.
Okay, we have a heckler.
Yeah.
So what we decided to do is...
Sir, do I go to your job and knock the cock out of your mouth?
Nice. So what we did is we actually went to the farmer's market around the corner.
I guess the international farmer's market.
The international farmer's market, very important.
Yeah.
And bought various Asian and English...
Yeah, or
chocolates, or cookies.
Europe, yeah.
Yeah, chocolates, cookies, nuts, various...
These nuts!
various assorted...
You're not funny!
This is going to be great.
Yes, it is.
I'm so glad we decided to do this. You want to just go ahead and plunge into it?
We could. we could do the whole. You know, how was your week?
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
I mean,
yeah.
Just our normal.
Why don't you ask first? Because you never do.
How was your week?
That was so organic.
Yes.
The way we just flowed like.
No, it would be better if it was. So, how was your week?
My week was good. What I did in my week. it was good. We've been gaming a lot. Like, there are a lot of nights that we keep saying that we're going to do some gaming and don't.
Right.
But all day today we played Shake Geek, which is awesome. Phantom's been coming to the shop with me.
Right.
And, I won 4 games in a row.
And now you hate the game, though.
I was feeling all smug and excited. And then he won the last 2, so I hate that game.
Game now, yes.
Yeah. But
I think the crowd's a little biased towards
you think? Yeah.
The visiting team, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. So then we, and then also, you know, in our stop by the International Farmers Market, right next to the gaming pit, we got an expansion for Carcassonne, which we loved.
All right.
Had a lot of fun playing. But we also went and saw... at the drive-in, which I know I've talked about the drive-in down at Moreland.
Yep.
Starlight 6.
Yep. Yes.
And we saw Piranhas 3D in 2D, as one does when you're at the drive-in.
They
don't really have that.
Can't really see drive-in do it being very well with the 3D.
Yeah. It would be more the red and blue shift.
Yeah.
And then we saw...
Which is more like Red and Blue D.
Yeah.
It's not really 3D.
Yeah.
That's Red and Blue D.
Well, we saw The Last Exorcism, too. It was part of the double feature.
Right.
And I really, really dug The Last Exorcism. It was very moody and atmospheric and had a lot in common with Blair Witch, where it was kind of like a...
Well, it's supposed to be a documentary.
Documentary, yeah. It was really good. I liked that one a lot. Piranha was just cheeseball. It was meant to be cheeseball. It was good at being cheeseball.
Well, I think that's what everybody's been saying about that, is it's...
Yeah. It's good for what it is.
It's a good rollicking kind of old
Yeah.
Monster movie thing. Yeah.
But when it comes back to what I want to watch next Halloween, when everything's out on DVD, I'd watch The Last Exorcism again, but I would not watch Piranha again. So, and then this weekend, we're hoping to go see,
Fright Night.
Well, we are going to see Fright Night. The Spook Show has it. Silver Scream Spook Show. They're doing that at the Plaza on Saturday, and we're going to go see that. But we're also hoping to see Resident Evil in 3D.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, the fourth Resident Evil. So,
I think that's one of those ones where it's only in 3D. So, I'm like I've said before, I'm kind of boycotting 3D because everything seems to be coming out in 3D. I'm waiting for Eat, Pray, Love in 3D. You know.
See pasta coming at your face.
Yeah, right. Sisters of the Traveling Hood pants, 3D.
Well,
I mean, the hell, they did fucking step it up in 3D. I mean, they're going to do everything in 3D at some
point. Well, I mean, for something like Resident Evil, like a good action movie, I'm there.
Right.
And yeah, it's going to be more expensive, but
and that's honestly, that's my main problem.
It is more expensive. Yeah, I get that, but I like the Resident Evil movies, and to see one in 3D, I think it's just going
to
be cool.
I think the only one I may have to grin and bear it when it comes is when Tron Legacy comes out in 3D.
Yeah.
I'm just jonesing for Tron to begin with, because I loved it as a kid. I still like it, even seeing it as an adult. It's one of those movies that it didn't hold up. It held up still. I mean, you could still see its flaws now.
Right.
But still held up from what I remember as a kid.
It was so trippy. I mean, there was like absolutely nothing like it ever.
Yeah, because it was, I want to say it was the first 3D, not 3D, first computer, anything that you used like computers.
Right.
Was that.
Right. And actually, we were watching something, we saw that The Priest is coming out. Or Priest.
Priest, yeah.
Is that from a manga?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It looks like it could be. It's basically the priest fighting vampires.
Vampires. Yeah. I don't know. It looked really good. But I was thinking it was a comic because it has all the makings of like a...
Right,
you know,
comic anime.
Made from a comic. Phantom was thinking it was maybe from a manga.
I don't know, but it also looks like something we'll be seeing costumes for, at least the priest at Dragon Con.
Right, yeah. And it does look good. So that's also in 3D, so.
There was something else that was coming out that looked good to me, and now I can't remember what it was.
You know, it's kind of that season.
Yeah.
Where, you know, Halloween, all the really good horror stuff, and then Christmas, all the really good other stuff.
Right, but we're also at that scene where the more adult and the more we're going for the Oscar type stuff starts coming out. Because there's an interesting little movie called Black Swan coming out with Natalie Portman and Mila Kunis.
Okay.
Where we actually get a scene of them making out.
Oh, sweet.
And doing other rude things to each other.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, it almost looks like there's there may be a fantasy element to it.
Okay.
Because there is kind of a transformation theme to it. Because basically, I think Natalie Portman's she's an older ballerina.
Okay.
And then Mila Kunis, she's supposed to get the lead and thing, and then Mila Kunis as the up-and-comer comes in. And there's some just interesting... It's kind of weird. You kind of have to see the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks interesting.
Yeah. Well, and Harry Potter, the last Harry, that's November and July.
Yeah.
Coming out in two parts, so I'm kind of jazzed about that.
But there's also stuff coming out that look, it's like the that Owl movie. The books are called The Guardians of Golaul or whatever it is.
Okay.
It's some 3D kids.
See, not having TV, I never see.
They've also been doing stuff on Gaia, the website Gaia. They've had some stuff.
Okay.
Because they kind of hook up with stuff like that.
Yeah. Speaking of funny little websites, another... geeky, kinky crossover thing I did this week is our friend DS.
Yeah.
Let me know some time ago, and I kind of forgot about it, and then just remembered this week, that there is a very popular furry website that was opening up and was accepting new members. And so I signed up for that.
What's it called?
I don't know if I should say it on air, because I don't know if a bunch of people are going to go and, like, you know, go look at the furries.
Well, no, we don't really have that fan base.
Okay, fair enough. It's furaffinity.net.
Oh, that's not what I thought. Because there was something that Aruka played that a friend of hers put in that kind of had... Furry overtones, but basically your avatars were more kind of furry type-ish.
Okay.
And it's kind of one of those ones where you make a little avatar and you go off in your own little world.
Okay.
And make little places to hang out and talk. Kind of like a furry version of Second Life type thing.
Okay, nice.
But more in like the MMO third person kind of thing.
I thought Second Life was a furry version of Second Life.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And, you know, related, I'm looking for horns for Halloween. I think I may go for the fawn thing for Halloween.
Eddie's
so.
Trick Shop.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, see, now I've got a pair that I got like at Renfest.
Right. Well, but once they come on the nice like ceramic kind of clay thing, But no, you can actually get the sticky kind of like the ones I have for my devil horns.
Okay.
You can get Eddie's got all that kind of. I mean, because you can get the regular devil horns.
Mm-hmm.
They've had like the ram horn
That's
style.
That's kind of what I want. I want some bigger ones. Okay.
They got,
and where is that?
It is over. I don't know the name of the shopping, but it's the same shopping center as TJ Maxx.
Okay.
And Marshall's.
Oh, over by
Yeah, it's next to it's next to the dance shop. In fact, the dance shop and Eddie's actually share a little hallway.
Oh no shit! Okay, cool. Y'all go check that out.
And they'll have extended hours because it's getting close to Halloween. They normally do.
Yeah, and I kind of do want the ram's horns, but I've got to get some fur and probably learn how to.
You can probably find all that stuff at Eddie's. They got costuming stuff out the wazoo there. It's Eddie.
Is it out the wazoo though? Because that sounds really uncomfortable.
I
want something that's comfortable. I don't want something that actually
comes out of your
wazoo.
Yeah,
like at all.
Do have a lot of costuming stuff. You can actually rent costumes there too.
Okay. Okay.
In fact, I want to say a friend did that last Halloween. She got like a.
Well, see, you know, I'm going to be needing it permanently though because it's going.
I'm just saying
it's going to come back out for Frolicon. So.
Right, I'm just saying they have all that kind of stuff, and it's one of my favorite places to go if I need costuming stuff. If I can't find it online.
Sweet.
And plus, you've got Spirit and Halloween Express are starting to open their stores.
Right, right.
So you can go there and find stuff too.
Yeah, it's kind of like not a common thing though. You know what I mean?
Right.
But
Yeah, but these are things that deal with costuming in general, so you never know what you can find there.
That's true. That's true. Worth a shot. So how was your week?
It was better. Pretty much back to normal. Didn't have anything planned like we normally do. You know, I mean, like we have in the last couple of weeks.
Right, right.
It's pretty much been kind of just hanging around the house. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that's nice for
me. Yeah, working and just watching TV and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
We didn't have any plans this week because it's been one of the few weekends that we've had free,
because
I know I'll be alone this weekend because Alicia's sister will be having her birthday, and she's decided to do a girls' night birthday thing.
Right.
So she's going to be out of
it. You may be doing Fright Night with us.
Maybe.
Depending on, because it's late.
Yeah, and I've got to work, so that's the wonderful things about working two jobs and working on the weekend. Kind of sucks.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I know. Saturday's my only day off, and last Saturday and this Saturday, I've been helping my stepmom clean her house, so so she can sell it. So that's not fun.
No, but I wouldn't think it would be.
Yeah, but you got to be helpful. You know, she's got a lot of shit going on. So, I should also mention. Actually, I've got like a little bit of a residual cough, but we're fucking healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the first time in weeks. Yeah. Definitely deserves a year.
I can honestly say this was one of the few cons I didn't end up with something.
Well, I mean, we ended up with just the sinus that didn't seem like it was going to be a big deal and then turned out to be a nasty cold. And then Phantom got from my nephew a nasty stomach bug. And it's just misery heaped on misery.
Right.
You know, it was just rough, but we're finally healthy.
It's always a good thing, yeah.
Yeah. Makes life a lot easier.
And now we're just working our way towards Halloween.
Yeah. Yeah.
Getting stuff together.
Yeah, party season. Yep. I'm having one, then you're having one.
Yep.
So we've got two weekends there that are going to be a laugh riot.
Yep. Can't wait.
We also talked about the Highland Games are coming up.
Yeah. I think I'm going to try to go this year. Yeah, I always seem to miss it. I've only been once.
Yeah.
I like going to see the fuzzy cows.
I just like going and just hanging out. I like hearing the bagpipes. I mean, it's worth it just to hear the bagpipes.
I want to go because I've
been inspiring.
The only time I was able to go, I was dating my ex, Red of the Dead.
Yeah.
The redhead that got up and did the tattoo thing.
Right.
Right. At Dragon Con. And we had to go on a Sunday, and we had to go early because she got called in because she was working at a call center.
Mm-hmm.
And she got called in. She had to go in at noon.
Mm-hmm.
To do a quick shift.
Damn.
So we got there at like 7:38 in the morning.
Yeah.
and there wasn't a whole lot going on.
Yeah, most of the stuff I think starts around noon.
Yeah, and they did start. I got to see the stone toss and the hammer throw a little bit. But I've been wanting to watch the caber toss.
It's wild.
And it's wild. So I wanted to watch that, and I didn't get to see that. But I got to hear some pipers play.
Yeah, actually, we should start training Phantom for that. He's a big dude. He could probably do some of that shit. Because some of it's just like brute strength.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's also finesse. It's also you're trying to throw it and have it land. I think it's not. You're not going for distance.
You want it to land on its end and then fall directly across from you.
Right.
You want it to be pointing straight out from you when it lands. So, actually, I'm kind of looking forward to that now. Because I haven't been for the past couple of years. Because, you know, we were talking about it. I never realize it's on until it's
too late. Like, I missed Pirate Palooza.
Yeah.
I always miss that thing they do at the Monster Fest they do at the drive-in.
Right.
We talked about that. I always know about that. From Photonome and all that are starting to go up on Facebook. Right. That's when I know that that's going on. So.
And, you know, too, I keep saying every freaking year. Last year, you and I were going to go. And the year before that, like, my ex never wanted to go, but Netherworld is getting ready to open up. And that's supposed to be just amazing.
I haven't been in... God, it's been a long damn time.
Yeah.
Which was actually kind of cool because what they did, because it was... You could definitely tell because it was slow, they decided to do some other things because it was like... Because you usually... Now they have three parts, but they normally have like two parts. The one we did was they had like a... I think it was kind of based on Vampire the Masquerade type thing. Vampires and all that kind of stuff. And then you went through this one tunnel and then went through and it was more of a Resident Evil lab zombie experiment con wrong type thing.
Oh, right.
And but the thing is because it was like a Sunday night early in the season, there wasn't a whole lot of people, so the actors were actually interacting with us. Like, we were given a mission by some of the vampires in the sewer that he gave him the mark that you have to go and touch the warrior dressed in the armor, you know, to finish the thing, and you know, and it was just...
Well, our friend that was on for the Frolicon episode, Strobel, he's worked there every year for like the past, God, several years at least. And we were going to try to get Phantom to work there, but it kind of didn't work out.
Right.
I think they have more than enough volunteers is what it is.
Right, but and plus if you're going to volunteer, you kind of have to volunteer fairly early.
Yeah, and you got to know someone and that sort of thing.
That's why when it gets closer to Halloween, I don't like going to especially the more popular ones.
Right, because they're packed.
Yeah, because I remember one of the years we went, because there used to be ones where they actually had them in the old Tucker Hospital.
Okay.
That
would have been cool.
Yeah, it was. It was actually pretty cool, because one side was Elvira's blank blank. In fact, I don't think her name's part of it, but the other one was actually a Tom Savini-based one.
Okay.
And we went through the Elvira one. It wasn't too bad, but then we went closer to Halloween and to the Tom Savini one, and it was one of those ones where they didn't space it out enough because they're trying to get everybody in seeing the jump scare coming because they've already jumped the crowd in front of you.
Oh, right, right.
And it's like, okay, that's great, they're ending with the chainsaw.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Which was sad because even the Netherworld one ends with the guy with the chainsaw.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, really?
Hmm. Well,
they may not do that now, but because they actually put in, I mean, they were actually one of the top haunted houses in the United States, at least.
What's so funny is my ex worked there when they first started up. He helped them kind of set up all their lights and everything, because that's kind of what he did when we were in high school. He did all the lights for the theater. And, so it's like, you know. Now, I'm connected to that place by so many people.
Right.
It kind of back in a back way, so.
The plus is always, if you go to DragonCon, there's always a presence because which I think is partly they're trying to promote the haunted house because it comes up so soon after DragonCon. Plus, probably 9 times out of 10, those people are probably going to DragonCon.
Where they would have, you would go sit on this chair. Yeah.
Go ahead.
You go sit on this chair, and these two, like, vampy girls, like, hot girls, right, would pose with you, and they were going to take your photo. But then the chair, there's a guy in the chair.
Right.
And he'd, like, roar and put his arms.
Okay,
and
I had a feeling it had to be something like that. Yeah.
So it was kind of funny.
Because they were trying to get the people in the...
And they'd snap the picture right when the guy's arm came out. So they got the picture of you, like, you know, being... so that was funny.
Yeah, that's...
So, can we eat this stuff? I'm looking at all this chocolate.
Okay,
nice talking to you, Bill, but come on.
Okay, fine.
We've got, like, chocolate and stuff out. let's start from over here.
Okay.
Because I've got to bend around for this. We got, and these are kind of, like, the most generic, the most, you know, that people generally know about.
Right.
Which is this brand of something very similar to the Jaffa Cakes, which are English, I guess.
Oh, okay.
British.
Yeah.
But this is a different brand. It's called Delice.
Okay.
Delice, whatever. It's in a blue thing. And it's like Jaffa Cakes, but the Jaffa Cakes only come in orange, and these come in, like, several flavors.
Right.
So I got apricot.
Well, you can't really call it Jaffa Cakes, because we just learned that Jaffa is a type of orange. Type of, yeah.
So this is apricot. And I'm cheating, because I've eaten a couple of these. It's good. I actually like the apricot.
Mm-hmm. It's Jaffa Cake.
Yeah.
It's just...
with apricot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Delicious. Yeah. You're not going to finish it?
I will.
You're crazy. It's so good. It's so good.
Well, we've got so many little things to nosh on, we might as well just try... You know, it's kind of like, you know, Iron Chef. You don't eat the entire plate that you're given. Which I don't see how some of the stuff they do, how they can't keep themselves from eating some of that stuff because it is just looks so damn good.
I'm here to eat. This is dessert. Alrighty.
Alright.
Yeah, they are a little dry.
They are, yeah. You definitely need milk.
Yes. Okay, this is the cherry version.
Yeah, cherry.
Which I actually thought I was just picking up strawberry. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's kind of a fake cherry flavor, though.
Yeah, I was going to say. It's more like cough syrup Jaffa Cake.
Yeah.
It's coffee cake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'd definitely prefer the...
the apricot.
The apricot, yeah.
Well, Phantom had gotten strawberry and gave me a strawberry not that long ago, and that was delicious.
Yeah, the... it's a chocolate and whatever flavor the cookie part is seems to kind of overpower the cherry.
Well, it does taste kind of medicinal. It tastes like a fake cherry flavor.
But it that gets subtle because of the chocolate and the actual cake part.
Right. But delicious.
Yeah, that's good.
Ready? Then we should describe what they are. Basically, it's like a soft, round cake with like a little bit of jelly, or jam, or preserves, or you know something.
Whatever it is, yeah, with a chocolate overlay. Basically.
Exactly. And the cake is like so soft. That mixed with the fruity flavor plus the little bit of chocolate is really damn
firmer,
good.
Twinkie, basically was what kind of comes across. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like kind of like that, but not nearly as spongy.
Yeah, it's a little bit more firm. Okay, this is. I don't know what this writing is. The brand is Wang. It's Wang. Basically, it's a big bag of roasted chestnuts. Distributed by Wang GlobalNet.
Sounds like something we should be fighting against in the future.
You know, it says...
Wang GlobalNet brings you... You know, it's like the company that's trying to take over the Atlanta Police Department. It's our version of RoboCop.
The ingredient is chestnut. It doesn't say where it comes from, because I don't recognize this writing. Is that like Korean...
I want to say it looks Korean.
Yeah,
you know,
kind of the boxy. More boxy. I don't know. I should.
Yeah, it's a more boxy kanji. So I'm gonna assume.
And it's got which I have roasted chestnuts before, and you kind of split the shell, and then when it roasts, they kind of pop open.
Right.
So yeah, it's chewy. Just fair warning.
Okay. It feels kind of chewy. It feels kind of almost gummy.
Mmm. I love roasted chestnuts. They're very soft. Actually, when I make them, they've been a little tougher than that because I think I've overcooked them.
I'm not sure I'm wild about it.
Well, it's sweet. It's sweet and mealy.
I don't know. I'm not sure what it is, but yeah, I'm not. Mm-hmm. I'm not completely wild about that.
All right. And actually, these taste different from the ones that I've done because there's like a fruity, pineapple-y overtone.
I think I don't like the consistency because I like my nuts hard.
Wow. Awesome.
You know, growing up Southern, pecans, peanuts, stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's definitely different. Yeah, I like them because I've always liked roasted chestnuts anyways.
This is the first chestnuts I've ever had. I've never had roasted chestnuts. That's not something my family would do.
Same thing, except mine, I think I do overcook them because they're a little bit more tougher on the edges.
Right.
And kind of that consistency in the middle, so.
I wouldn't mind trying it fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe bagged chestnuts might not be great.
They're good when they're hot, too.
So, really good. Maybe that's what I'm missing.
Yeah. They're tasty when they're hot. But, okay. That was interesting. And, I like chestnuts. I'm just curious where these were grown, though. Because these are smaller than the ones that I usually get.
These used to the larger nuts.
Okay. This is from Julie's. Pretty sure it's British. Well, but Asian. Malaysia,
okay.
So, and they've got like a strong English influence. Oh my God, excuse me. Influence. I'll edit that out.
All right.
These are Julie's Love Letters. Coconut flavored egg rolls. And what they are is like little thin wafers that are, you know, the little rolls with the goo inside.
Right.
Flavored like coconut. Oh my God. They're so coconutty. These are awesome.
Well, waffle cone, coconutted waffle cone, basically.
Strong coconut, too. It's good.
And I'm not usually wild about coconut. I made myself sick on coconut as a kid once.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always that little tinge in the back of my head.
Mm-hmm. Oh, see, I freaking love coconut.
Basically, I think my grandmother had made a coconut cream pie, and I kept and stealing coconut.
Mm-hmm. Until you're just tired of it. Oh, God, I could never get tired of coconut. God, that coconut cream pie sounds good.
Not coconut cake. Mm-hmm. Not cream pie, but coconut cake.
Now, I expected that to have, like, cream inside, because it looks on the picture like it does, but it kind of didn't. They're kind of...
It's kind of got a cream center, but not really. It's more like an icing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like you're biting into a crunchy, creamy.
You definitely get hit. The coconut hits your tongue before you even finish biting, it seems like.
Yeah. Delicious, though. Actually, that would be really good dipped in tea.
Yeah, I can see that with the tea having, or at least having with tea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or a nice flavored coffee.
Yeah. Which we got to get back into, actually. Phantom was going to... make tea every night, but it's kind of been too hot. Like, who wants to drink tea?
Yeah, but plus, you guys have been kind of both.
Well, we've been so busy and sick and crazy, so yeah.
Once you guys, plus, you know, settling in for the move, moving always seems to take a while to get settled, even if you're not doing it from cross country, even if you're going across the complex like me and Alicia did.
Well, yeah, and it's funny too, because I was talking about this with somebody. Like, all the kink has been put on hold, which I think he's fine with. But, I'm kind of getting hungry for it. But, I mean, we have just been sick and busy, and I've been emotionally weird. And
it's just
been so much going
on. But he's here. You're moved in.
We have time.
Yeah, you'll start settling into a routine. Yeah. Or at least not routine to make it sound bad, but you basically get settled
and kind of, you know, get bored with each other and have to come up with shit.
Well, not just that. It's just that, you know, especially with him moving into a new city, you know, he's got a lot of adjusting to do.
Yeah, yeah. And just trying to get the house together for the party, too.
Yeah.
That's been a big deal. So here we're going into the stuff that Phantom bought that I opened up. I'm like, hey, honey, we're going to eat all your shit on air. He was very excited to hear about that.
Ooh.
This company, I don't know, it's got the Asian writing. And I don't see any company name. but it's basically Choco Digestive Biscuit. It's kind of a wafery thing, but thick with the chocolate layer. Yeah. Bourbon, I think, is the company.
It's another British copy thing, like the Java Cakes.
Okay.
Shortbread cookie?
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what it is. It's a wafer.
Really good chocolate on that. Really, like, high quality, good chocolate. Bourbon Choco Digestive, imported by JPC International. Product of Japan.
Hmm.
So just Japan's ripoff of an English tea cookie.
Yeah, it's basically a shortbread cookie with a little bit of chocolate on it. It's not too bad.
It's delicious, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one. Because I think the chocolate is really good.
Mm-hmm. Although I got more cookie taste than I did chocolate. I don't know if that's just my taste buds.
Yeah, I had it flipped over too, so the chocolate in my
mouth. Okay, so I was eating with cookie side down, so yeah, I got a lot of
yeah, a lot of cookie.
But it's very tasty cookies. So. Mm-hmm.
And now these I've had before, but I've never had the this flavor. I had gotten the strawberry before,
right?
Because they're fucking cute. I mean, look at all the little things. It's Hello Panda by a company named Meiji, M-E-I-J-I. Pretty sure these are Japanese.
I would think either that or Chinese with it being a panda.
Oh, Singapore.
Singapore, okay. So it's Chinese. Wait, Singapore is, yeah. No.
Singapore is its own country.
Is it? Oh.
Yeah, next to Malaysia.
All right. I haven't stared at a map in a while.
I haven't either. God, I'm feeling stupid. Pretty sure it's its own country. Anyways.
All
right. And there are little pictures of pandas. They're like these little round, puffy things. With pictures of pandas. I've got one getting ready to play soccer.
Yeah, I think mine's...
playing soccer. Yeah, there's one here on the box doing archery. There's one fencing. So it's for prissy little Singaporean children.
Yeah, this is...
There's soccer, archery, fencing, windsurfing, kayaking. Wow, what the hell did they do over there? But it's a puffy little cookie thing filled with chocolate cream. And it came with 10 individual packets. You bought the box. Yeah, it's mostly cookie.
A little bit of cream, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've had the strawberry and they were tasty.
Just kind of your generic kind of cookie with a little bit of chocolate.
Reminds me of something.
Yeah. I've eaten something like this before, but not...
Mm-hmm.
Not from someplace else. It was an American. Yeah. Once it was an American-made thing, but I don't know.
Yeah. So it's good.
Yeah.
We went crazy with the chocolate. We should have gotten some strawberry or something for...
Well, I did in the...
Oh.
Yeah, so it's got chocolate. It's got something other.
Okay.
It's just straight chocolate. And
you got two chocolate bars.
Yep. Dorino.
Mm-hmm.
Which looks some form of European.
Mm-hmm.
Almost want to say Eastern European.
Mm-hmm.
Just due to the nature of the writing.
Yeah.
It is Jaffa chocolate. And basically, it's the...
filled chocolate.
With.
And it's from Kras, K-R-A-S. Yeah, Eastern Europe. Yeah, the writing's...
Yeah, the very, very... It's very Czechoslovakian, mm-hmm. Very, you know...
Mmm. That's bloody delicious. It's chocolate and orange.
We can definitely... The orange pretty much punches you in the face the minute you put it in. It's almost like they put a little bit of the essential oil in the chocolate, it seems like.
Super chewy. It reminds me of the orange that you can get around Christmas.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Smack chocolate it, and then it breaks apart into
that's
things.
British thing.
Yeah, yeah. But different.
Well, I think it's because it's the Jaffa orange. It's a different type of orange.
It's got to be that orange.
Very interesting. Very, very, very. It's basically Jaffa cake without the... Although it looks like there might be a little bit of a...
I should have been into it and looked at it.
It kind of looks like there's something else in there, too. Yeah, so...
Yeah. Now, when I saw that, I was thinking in terms of Jaffa cake, so I thought that was a cake, but it's
It's a chocolate bar. It's basically, it's, it tastes like a Jaffa cake without the the cake part.
Yeah.
Although there seems to be something in there else with it, because you can definitely tell a different consistency.
Yeah.
Than just chocolate.
It's delicious. It's bloody delicious. I'd eat that again.
And the other one is Milka?
Yeah, which is good. I've eaten that brand.
And this one looks like it's probably, well, let me see. It's Kraft product, so it's German.
Okay.
It's a German chocolate.
Okay.
It should be interesting. And like this one, particular one, this is a milk chocolate confection with a strawberry yogurt cream filling.
Oh, hello.
What's interesting is they come in little threes, so we can all...
It's kind of crispy. A little crispy little strawberry bits in there.
Yeah.
That's bloody... That's brilliant.
Neither one overpowers the other.
Yeah.
They mix... This one mixes very well.
It reminds me of cereal for some reason. Kind of a strawberry cereal.
The strawberry tastes like... Astronaut ice cream
with
strawberry.
Oh.
Actually, I was thinking Quit. That's like Quit strawberry.
Okay. They drink a lot of Quit in the UK, don't they?
I have no idea, but this is Germany.
In Germany, actually. I think I remember seeing commercials when I was there. That was awesome. And I like that there are like the little kind of crunchy bits that kind of make the texture interesting. Yeah, it's got like a good strong strawberry flavor. That's delicious.
But not so strong that you don't taste the chocolate.
Right.
But the one with the orange, the orange almost
overpowers
the chocolate. Or does overpower the chocolate a little bit. This one, you get both, you can tell both distinct flavors.
Yeah. That was awesome. Okay, big win on yours. Out of mind, the Delice, they're always good.
Yeah. I wouldn't do the cherry again. Not great.
Yeah,
but it's
there are
too
better
medicable.
Ones.
Yeah.
I mean, it is good, but there are better ones. The strawberry I've had, a Phantom got, and the strawberry were really good. The apricot I thought were delicious.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
The orange are, you know, good. They're, you know, just get Jaffa cakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So those are two wins, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think everything was a win. I liked everything. I was real jazzed about the coconut.
Yeah, the chestnuts I wasn't wild about.
Yeah, no, see, I like them, but I had liked them before. So.
Right, but that was my first time ever having a chestnut.
Yeah,
I think I'd rather have that.
They're way
better.
Different, yeah. Well, see, I used to do I used to cook for every one of the eight pagan Sabbaths. And so for Yule, I would try to do as traditional Yule, where I made plum pudding. Which, if you've never made, plum pudding, it is a huge pain in the ass. Because you make it, like, 3 months ahead of time, and you press it in your fridge.
Right.
You put a weight on top of it, and it just keeps pressing. Enormous pain in the ass.
I can imagine.
And not good. So it was, like, a huge disappointment. But and I used to roast chestnuts, and I would do spice meat pies.
That sounds good, spices, pies.
Yeah. Which, speaking of, I know it's going to be a week late by the time this comes out, but happy Maybon.
Yeah, I was going to say, didn't we just have a pagan?
Yeah, it's pagan Thanksgiving. It's basically the second of the three harvest festivals.
Oh,
And this is the one that's all about fruits and apples and grapes and things like that. The one previous was about grains and wheat and corn and things, but yeah, and it's a full moon. So it's Maybon and it's a full moon.
Yeah.
So this is a nice little celebration.
You, Silver Moon, we have a friend who is a pagan, who is a priestess.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So of course, that's how I knew was she.
Yeah.
And I think you can pretty much if it's a solstice or an equinox,
then
you pretty much know it's a holiday. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm actually getting Phantom to learn about them.
Oh.
Okay. Not you know I don't want him to convert or you know try to believe anything that he doesn't, but I want him to understand what I believe. But yeah, so. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, if you're someplace that has like an international market or something like that.
Yeah, go and just try a bunch of shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of nice being able to go in with other people who, because I don't think if I went by myself, I would be as bold.
Right.
Or I would go in, but if I go in with other people, like I would love to go with Alicia to the H Mart.
Right.
And wander through those.
Oh, God, the H Marts are amazing. I mean, and it's a lot of the same where you don't see the Hello Panda. You just see a picture of panda bears.
Right.
I mean, there is no Americanizing of, or English language anywhere.
Right.
But you just have to pick shit up and hope. But it's awesome. And their seafood is, like, unfucking believable.
And then when you're like me and Alicia, who have the little Asian girl fetish, it doesn't help.
The girl at the Chinese restaurant we went to, how adorable was she?
She was, but she was a little too kind of American obnoxious, but with like an Asian flair.
Yeah.
I mean, that was kind of the...
She's beautiful, though.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Oh, I really don't think I looked at her much. I don't really think I
know, I was surprised. I kept waiting for you to say something.
Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah. Maybe it's just that after work tired.
Yeah, yeah. Too much going on.
And I was more looking at the menu and...
Yeah, trying to figure out what we were eating.
Yeah, or at least she didn't register in my mind to where I can actually think of a face.
Right.
I remember seeing her get up from the table where she was sitting there.
She was so freaking cute. Man, I thought she was cuter by far than a lot of the Asian girls that you've gone after. Or not gone after.
I don't go after Asian girls.
Yeah, you don't go after anyone. But
it'd be like, I'm not the...
Yeah. The goer after type.
Yeah, no, not really. I'm not the hunter.
Yeah. Hunter-gatherer of Asian women. That sounds so creepy.
It does. And I'm glad you're saying it.
Yeah. awesome.
Just changed my name to Buffalo Bill now.
right.
He puts the Asian girl in the basket or gets the hose again.
okay. Jeebies. But if there wasn't a stock-worthy Asian girl, I think she would be.
Maybe if we go again, maybe I'll actually pay attention.
Yeah.
I'm really not sure why I'm not. It's like, for some reason, that entire time in there is a blur for me. I don't know why.
Well, I mean, I know you are tired when you come here from work.
Right, but...
Yeah, it's kind of hard because then you got to drive here, and it's... Yeah, I know it's easy to get frazzled.
Yeah, I guess so. It was a little odd.
I was just really happy to be there with two pretty boys in kilts. my evening was awesome. And we got to go to the gaming store and eat a bunch of cookies.
Yeah.
So how bad is my life?
Yeah,
right
you
now?
Got to be the only girl in a store.
Yeah, it's always that way. Every time I walk in that place, and I've actually walked in at times where there were like two girls and they looked up at me like hopeful, like you're staying, right? And I'm like, no, I'm not. But that's awesome.
You know, speaking of that, have you seen the video for Geek and Gamer Girls?
No.
It's a don't want to say it's a parody, but it's a group out there. They call themselves Team Unicorn.
Okay, nice.
Because it's basically they have like what looks like it could be a bumper sticker, and I kind of hope they do put it out a bumper sticker.
Okay.
It says a gamer, geek girls like unicorns. They're supposed to not exist.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
But they did a video, and it's a takeoff on California Girls by Carrie. Katy Perry.
Okay.
But it's four very hot girls, which we found out is actually one of them, is actually Miss Seth Green.
Oh, no shit. Okay.
And in the speaking of which, in the Snoop Dogg rapping portion of the song, it's Seth Green doing.
Oh,
instead of Snoop Dogg.
Interesting.
We'll watch the video.
The
video.
Having never seen California Girls, I'm kind of like, okay.
Well, you're not seeing the video. It's not really a parody of the video, the song, it's same music.
Yeah, pop music just eludes me.
But it's songs, and he's in it. Starbuck from Battlestar Galactica.
Okay.
She shows up. She's now a redhead.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But yeah, we'll watch it. If you see it, it's on Facebook. It's Team Unicorn, Geek and Gamer Girls.
Okay.
They've actually gotten write-ups everywhere.
Oh, sweet.
In fact, one of the four girls is also from the first and second season. Are they on their third season of the Guild or fourth?
They're working on their fourth. The third has been released.
Okay, this is she's basically the girl that Zabu ends up dating,
that's right,
overpowers him. She's one of the
console player, and she's all like judgy.
Yeah, she's also the one that keeps him in the closet. And pretty much just abuses him.
Yeah.
And ends up making out with the hot chick in the wheelchair at the end of season 3.
Oh, right, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
But yeah, she's one of the team. She's one of Team Unicorn.
Yeah. I remember them making a big deal about Will Wheaton wearing the kilt in line when they went to go pick up the expansion.
I want to say that was actually specially made for him by Sports Kilt.
Okay,
yeah,
nice.
That's a Sports Kilt kilt.
Nice, very cool.
Which was my very first kilt, and I still own 3 of them.
Sweet, sweet.
It's another company, and I think I brought that up on the Christmas episode, that if you don't have a whole lot of money and want a kilt,
Sports
Kilt, especially if you're smaller.
Yeah.
But even it's $129 for a guy my size in a kilt.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad at all. And alt kilts have good prices, too.
So.
But yeah, Phantom's actually enjoying his utility-kilt, and he gets all, I was telling you, he gets a little cocky when he wears it. He just walks differently and acts a little bit differently.
Well, like I said, like I said at dinner, when you wear a kilt, you can't be all... you know, slack-shouldered, mopey, oh, no one likes me because I'm a dork. You can't really do that. Or you shouldn't do it in a kilt.
And at the end of the show, I mentioned it before, but now I'm mentioning it for real. I want a picture of you two together in your kilts, and I think we should put it up on Kinky and the Geek at wordpress.com.
Oh,
okay, sweet. Yay! Yay. Flesh Fine gets what she wants. It's always exciting.
Yeah, I'm wearing the aggravation kilt.
How so?
Remember we made that thing up because there's so much material that trying to get under it be a little aggravating.
Right, okay.
Because it's not only is there a lot of material, but it's stiff. Because it's basically...
Yeah, it's kind of too. It's not easy to...
Yeah, but I don't think they make... There. I wonder if they make it out of the same material.
No, his may be a little bit softer.
Yeah,
because this is the same material they make the Carhartt.
So that's more like duck.
No. Duck cloth would be the black and the green one I wear. This one is...
Canvas?
Almost. If you know the company Carhartt that makes a lot of they basically... Their clothing is somewhere along the lines of the Dickies, where it's made for guys that work.
Okay.
Construction and stuff like that.
Oh, fair enough. Okay. Like the heavy polyester blends.
This one may also be cotton.
Okay.
But yeah, it's stuff that can stand up to kneeling down and you know, scrubbing against the ground and you know, because I'm wearing the workman's kilt. So this is something that you can use to work and you have a little more protection to rub.
Okay.
You know, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no rubbing against this because you know, you got to make sure it's all tucked away because you really don't want any parts that you don't that are kind of sensitive rubbing against this stuff.
Right. Yeah, wouldn't be such a good thing.
Yeah.
And
it's been washed away. I've had it for a year now, and it's been washed several times, and it's still rather stiff.
Okay.
But
can we say stiff again?
Stiff.
Speaking of something that made you stiff, weren't we going to mention our fan who recognized you?
Oh, yeah. We got a response from the guy that recognized it. Was like,
yeah, hey, stiff, man, how's
it going?
Yeah, you couldn't fucking pick up on the, you know, hey, who's that girl with the blue hair that's always with Mighty Bill? No.
Well, you were nowhere even near us at this point.
I know, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Although we did see you later, and then we were able to both geek out over the fact that we had a fan recognize one of us.
Yeah, that was so fucking cool. And I don't have, like, a distinctive voice like you do. You don't think you do, but you do.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Like I said, that was the same reaction I got when we talked about it last time, but but then again, it was also the fact that I brought up the Lost panel.
So
he put two and two together. So he kind of recognized the voice a little bit, but the fact that when I said something that I've talked about on the show brought it up.
Yeah.
So...
Cool.
I don't know if we picked up any more listeners. I kind of hope we did at DragonCon.
I haven't looked at our numbers.
We don't get... Honestly, when it comes to numbers, you really don't get a good look.
Podbean is weird. Like, it's hard to tell.
I would love to be... I wish there was some way we could forget the numbers from iTunes.
Right.
Just to get a general idea who... I know not everybody... Something. But see, I know not everybody listens on iTunes because I know Javendor, Alicia's brother-in-law, he streams it. He doesn't have an iPod.
But that does count as download.
Right, but I'm just saying, but it doesn't count towards iTunes downloads.
Yeah.
He just streams it. I think he listens from Podbean.
Yeah.
He doesn't listen from...
Well, I mean, in all honesty, I don't necessarily care.
Yeah.
We're still going to get together and record it.
Oh, I know. But it would be kind of like to know, just to know if we get new people. If you found a card at DragonCon, if you're one of the people I gave a card to, yell at us.
And I started doing that, where I was like, anyone that I wanted to give my information to,
right,
wrote it on the back of that.
Right.
I was like, I've got a podcast. I actually met one guy who, in one of the writing seminars, who... We just started chatting, and we started talking about, God, I don't remember how we got on kink. And then he started talking about relationships and how sometimes you have to argue, and sometimes it's fun to argue just to stir things up and everything.
Right.
I'm like, well, we don't do that because I'm in a DS relationship, and,
right,
and you know, we kind of get along, you know, and he's happy if I'm happy, and, you know, we just get along because, you know.
Right.
I had a real long, involved conversation with a guy, and I gave him a card, so I don't know if he's listening.
Yeah, I know. I got into a conversation with a girl, and I went back and gave her a card, because she was still in line.
Okay.
But I don't think she was in line to get, I don't think it was there pre-read. She wanted to get, DVDs of last year's.
Okay.
And maybe sign up for this year's DragonCon stuff, but I gave her a card. And I ran in, we ended up sharing a table. Because, you know, you kind of have to when you're trying to get tables in the food court during Dragon Con. And that's a precious commodity as a table.
Yeah. It is, for real.
And I have to find their information so I can bring it up because they were dealers in the dealer's room. They also had a band that they did Nerd Rock.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I told them to give us an email that we'd promote there because they were getting ready to do some shows at the Masquerade at some point.
Oh, cool.
Either the end of this month or sometime next month. But yeah, they've got some
shows.
We're
worse. We'll promote anyone.
Yeah.
Just let us know you're listening to us. Seriously.
Write a review on iTunes.
Yeah, just say, hey.
That would be nice if you could rate us and review us on iTunes, because that just helps us get better exposure.
Right, right. Or just say, hey. Just let us know.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Give us a shout. Say, hey, tell us what you like.
Yeah.
Tell us what you don't like, or
keep
that to yourself.
We just went on the last show and talked about how we never answer anyone. So.
Well, we're gonna get better. We'll get better about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something we have to put down.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we have our standby listeners, Javendor and R from my friend from FetLife,
right,
and DS and Jazz and Aston always have a lot to say.
Right.
Sometimes Scott. So.
Right, but we just, you know, we'd like to hear from some of the other people.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be much. Just say, hey, been enjoying the show.
Yeah.
Keep it up.
Well, and I have gotten, you know, I do get some approaches on FetLife because my other podcast is pretty popular.
Right.
And Subboys catch it, even though I haven't done one in a long time. Still, they find it, you know, all the time. And so usually I get, man, I love your podcast, and I know exactly which one they're talking about.
Right.
But I have had a few people who say, I love your podcasts.
Right.
So there are some people who are listening to both of them. So that's pretty cool.
And plus, hey, if you like us, we've got a whole little incestuous podcasting group to go and see.
Yeah.
Chuck versus Mal, Instant Leftovers.
Yeah.
Mars Needs Podcast.
This isn't a podcast. Weekend Justice. Cabin Fever.
Cabin Fever, which will be new.
There
is actually going to be the three Bryans,
mm-hmm,
since Aaron is now gone.
Mm-hmm. Who else? Movie Brain Rot. I love Movie Brain Rot.
Girls Talk Girls with Glasses Talk Tolkien. A Night of the Living podcast.
Yeah. Oh, see, I don't know any of this.
The new one that I think I'm gonna check it out, just see what it's like.
Who are we forgetting, babe?
I don't know.
Mostly Chuck versus Mal, obviously.
That's
our brother sister podcast.
Right.
I don't know who's the sister and who's the brother. That's our.
I think they're both kind of girly.
And someone in the studio audience is nodding and laughing.
One more chalk up for the Chuck is a girl.
That's not nice. Chuck is a masculine and virile human being.
He'll be the first one to tell you he's a girl sometime.
Well, he's got all kinds of facial hair, though. I've seen that.
Nope, that's gone.
Well, he keeps shaving it, but
yeah. Much to the chagrin of the girls from the girls from girls talk girls with glasses.
He is really just very involved in whatever he can do to stir something up on Twitter.
He's a promoter. Yeah. I mean, we're all promoters at some point, or we really wouldn't be doing this.
Fair enough. Yeah.
If we were shy, meek little things, we'd be stroking off in our mom's basement.
Everyone apparently is really fucking shy.
Well, that's because we're all also geeks. And geeks are the majority of the... We've had this discussion where you're like, oh no, all my geek friends are all loud and boisterous. It's just
proves my point of it. A lot of people that we met at Dragon Con were shy and quiet. I guess the Weekend Justice people don't tend to be.
No.
Yeah.
They've been having longer too.
Yeah.
And plus,
true.
It's just the nature of the you have Scott and Widge who are both performers.
Yeah.
Widge doesn't.
So is JJ, and he was a little bit quieter than I thought.
Yeah, but I think he was also he's also pretty much alone. He was alone, and he was just kind of. Plus, it's Dragon Con, and I think the first time we saw him was Saturday night that I saw him.
Oh, no, we saw him the first day.
Yeah, we saw him.
Actually, it was really funny.
But then again, he just came out, just coming out of line and coming from Seattle doing that.
Well, yeah, it was funny because we saw this guy walking up and down the line filming the line, that wrapped around the hotel and was just out in the middle of the sun. It was horrible. And I was like, no, you noticed. You were like, is that JJ? And I was like, no, come on, there's going to be 50 guys here that look like JJ. It was JJ. it was like, oh, my God. And he was charming and delightful. I love JJ.
Speaking of that, there is actually news on the whole registration thing.
Oh, what's that?
Because on the actual thread where people were bitch on LJ, the guy who was in charge on-site pre-reg actually got in the LJ thing and was talking. Mm-hmm. Found out that the reason everybody was outside and the reason why they were doing the way it does is because the hotel and the fire marshal wouldn't let people in until the squiggly line got down to a certain point.
Okay. Well, are they going to change something to make it go better?
Yes, they are.
That's awesome.
The pre-reg will become a... They're actually going to have a barcode on the pre-reg postcards, and they're going to, instead of having all those kiosks with, there will be no alphabetized. Each line will just be there, and they'll be scanning those and printing them out.
Awesome. That's fabulous.
And that's what they're
doing.
And
that's exactly what you were talking about.
There was one of the people talking about that, but they were wanting to do it, setting it up at every separate hotel.
Right.
Where this is going to be, basically, it's going to be the same setup, but instead of the alphabetized line and you going through the little book and finding your name.
Right.
And them doing all that.
Hey, I need the K book.
Yeah.
Oh, I got the K book.
Yeah.
They're going to basically have a barcode printed on the pre-reg postcards we'll be receiving.
Sweet.
And they'll scan that and print it out. And so they'll have all those lines open, but they won't be alphabetized.
Okay.
They'll just be, you'll go
hopefully
to
that will move a lot faster.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Because you notice a lot of the bottlenecks happen between, like, the M's and the O's you could tell.
My last name starts with B. No breaks on line B.
Yeah.
No, hey, B over
A.
No.
A got some. I know Alicia was her last name.
Had a couple, which I thought was interesting.
I got halfway through and then I jumped.
Yeah.
Because we did that last year. we did that the last year. We were about halfway through the little thing and we happened to hear. That year was the year they were doing it not just by by last letter, but it would be like you'd have one line that would be P-A-R to P-E-R, and then from P-E-S to whatever they broke it down a little more like that.
Yeah.
So they would call out those letters, and you could actually get through. That's how I got through. It's because of the way my last name is.
It's so funny though. I remember back like so long ago when I was going like what 90, mid 90s, where you go to get in line to get your pass, and there was like a regular back and forth, It took you maybe 20 minutes, if that.
Yeah,
it
was so nice. And then again, there was a large chunk of my time where I don't think I paid to get in.
Yeah.
Because I'm going through and having, like, the guys that were doing the comic book. And
right.
They had a bunch of their passes because they were dealers.
Yeah.
Got into Atlanta Fantasy Fair on a dealer's badge because one of the guys was a dealer.
I wonder if that's easier. Do they send out dealer badges? Because, shit, I'll volunteer for somebody.
I don't think they... I don't think...
No.
I don't think it's a case of them mailing it to you, but you go to a separate area.
Okay.
And they have, like... Because if I remember correctly, going to that place, and they had a manila envelope.
Mm-hmm.
That had the info to their stuff that they were doing, because they were in Artist Alley promoting their comic book, and them basically pulling out, because I'll show it to you, is I'll have one of my badges, doesn't have my name on it, has Sudden Impact Studios.
Mm-hmm. I really wonder if there would be any call for a home brewing booth.
Probably not, but that would be one of those things you would have to buy a table, and those would start at like 3-something, and they're sold out by the end of the con the previous year.
Okay.
That's one of the reasons why BPAL couldn't get a table, because the dealer tables are pretty much, because the people who are there usually will reserve their space as they're leaving the next year.
Yeah.
Or that year.
We're at an hour. An hour and one.
Oh, there was one other thing I wanted to say. I think, for this next year, I've also thought about at one point maybe trying out for Press Pass.
Since
DragonCon does consider podcast press.
Yeah, if we can prove that we have some number of listenership.
I guess I'm not sure how that works, but
worth doing. But that would be sweet.
Because I know, what was it? JJ talked about that when they first came, because the people he came with, I think, want to say Sarcastic Voyage or somebody else that he knows that was with them that had a podcast, because they were able to get into there's like a pressed green room.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, with like free beer and stuff like that, I think.
Hey.
I've actually been able to get into the actual green room.
Yeah.
Due to coercions and people mistaking a guy for another guy, and there ain't no way they are related, but don't look related.
No, I used to go because my ex did the Divivals, the Sergenius Divivals. And so we'd go and schmooze.
Yeah.
It was kind of fun.
Yeah, it's kind of neat when, because some of the stories, seeing Tom Savini up close walking around with some gorgeous girl with vampire eye, the vampire contacts that even made her hotter.
Yeah.
Seeing R2-D2. Up close.
Right, yeah. He's a pervert. He is a total pervert. He had all kinds of just perverted jokes and charming. Charming guy.
Yeah.
Big pervert.
But yeah.
I'm
going to say one of my highlights is actually shaking hands with Pete.
Okay, cool. So, yeah.
Because he's like, and again, going back to, because he's from Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes across as someone who comes from the Midwest.
Okay.
Corn-fed. Nice, sturdy handshake, looks you in the eye when he talks to you. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Eddie McCormick, cool. You rock.
Yeah, very cool.
So.
Alrighty. Well, I didn't have anything final I wanted to say.
Eat your vegetables, say your prayers.
No.
Let the Hulkamania run a rack on you.
Yeah. Eat meat, be a pagan.
You gotta eat your vegetables too.
Vegetables don't suck, You don't want to get all blocked up.
Ooh, raw broccoli and cauliflower.
Ooh, actually, I do like.
Making salads at Wendy's. Because they get cauliflower and broccoli, and it's like,
nice. And we're really closing the show with that, really?
Yes. Om nom 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 nom.
Alrighty, you guys be good.
Or be good at it.
Bye. You want to cheer for us?
Yay! You know what we should have done?
What?
Is like the NPR thing where they have the live studio audience and the guys up there like, blah blah blah, was produced by, and they're like, we should have thought of that.
I just recorded it, so.
Yeah, that will be our ending! We'll fade into
this
that.
This is a Pinky and the Geek style editing. Yeah. Yeah. We're not that fucking clever.
Yeah. Us, because we're cheap bastards. We don't want to give other people money.
Exactly. All right.
And listeners like you, stop flapping.
Okay, so really, be good.
Be good at it.
Bye.
Yay!